Mount Pleasant Church, Greenville, Michigan, September 1879. To the Mount Pleasant Church. God calls upon the church in Mount Pleasant to begin to work. It should be an individual work, every one working over against his own house. There is a lack of fixed principle of action. There is an occasional blazing up of feeling like a blazing meteor, but its brilliancy is short-lived. It goes out, and darkness is left in its track. As Christians, we shall fail to accomplish the purposes of God unless it is our firm purpose to do good, to live to bless others with our influence. Consider how many precious hours of probation have been wasted, and how many talents buried which should have been put out to the exchangers, that when the master comes, he might receive his own with usury. There is a world of sin and ignorance around us, and to every one is given a mission to lead to the light souls that are in darkness, error, and sin. God calls for earnest, devoted labor. Exertion must be made to live in the light, and then to let that light shine to others. The true way for those who complain of leanness and darkness and despondency to help themselves is to go to work to help others. Their highest glory should be labor in the vineyard of the Lord. This work the humblest servant can do, and in the consciousness of doing right will be his reward. All are not required to labor by much talking and battling others continually upon the subjects of our faith. The labor ever acceptable to God is to consistently live out our faith. There are many particulars I have not entered into, for I have not time or strength to write further. I stop here, for I am sick and must suffer, for thus taxing my brain. We'll finish individual cases when I have strength so to do. In love.